Hi, everybody. It is Valentine's Day. Hope you guys have been enjoying your love day. Whatever time of day you're listening, morning, afternoon, evening, this is the Deanie Truths Podcast. I am Deanie, the host of the show. Like I said, hope you've been enjoying your Valentine's Day, wherever you're celebrating. Today's been a pretty good day, actually, for somebody that's doing a self-love journey. This has been a pretty big day for me. I was focusing on trying to see what I can do differently in terms of my workout regimen and my eating regimen. I noticed yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk about this much, but yesterday I was feeling very light. You know, the foods I was eating were just a little lighter. I wasn't, when I'm energized, it made me feel energized. I didn't have that sugar, like, affecting my head. I realized it was, like, the sugar is really the thing that's getting me. So I decided to cut on the sugar, and the fogginess in my head was gone. The migraine seemed to go away, and I just felt great. I felt like doing things. I felt like going for an eternity, and I wanted to do more. That's how great I felt. And I wasn't even working out. That was the thing. I didn't even work out yet that day, but I was excited to go do it when I found out that it was a part of it. So I felt amazing. It was fantastic. So I'm going to continue doing that again. So I wanted to try to see if that was really the case, so I decided to not eat the same as I did yesterday, and boy, what a difference it made. Today, the fogginess came back, the headache came back, it wasn't as energized, a little bit moody, but not much. But that was it. That was what I discovered. So the food is affecting my mood, and I don't really know that until it actually happens. You know, people can tell me that, but I don't know until it actually happens to me. See, I got to experiment on my own self. And if it happens, it happens. But so I'm going to have a little bit of chance of talking more about myself today. I was going to have on Dream, who was on the show before, but she texted me a couple of hours ago and said that she couldn't do it. She was feeling overworked, and she wasn't feeling very good either. She was sick from a few days before, so she thought she was going to be able to do it, but she couldn't. So we're going to reschedule her interview for a later date. So anyway, since we got a free day, so let me tell you about what I was planning on today. So my workout regimen is going to be changed up a little bit. So I decided that I am going to get up early in the morning and then do my strength training. Well, first I'm going to do about 20 minutes on the treadmill. Then I'm going to do about 30 minutes of stretching. Because I haven't stretched before. I mean, I did yoga, but it was more like of a resistance training. Excuse me, I had something caught in my throat. I got resistance training yoga that I did. But this time, it's just going to be focused on stretching. I'm going to be stretching all the parts. Hold on. I got something caught in my throat for some reason. But anyway. There. I just poured some water, so hopefully that did the trick. So I'm going to do 30 minutes of stretching. It's a little bit different than the yoga because it was resistance training. And, you know, that's a little bit more of building muscle. But this one's just going to be focused on stretching all the parts of the body. So I'm going to do that for 30 minutes. Then I'm going to do all of my strength training. So I'm going to do my shoulders. I'm going to do my arms, my legs, my shoulders, my chest, my back, my abs. I'm just going to focus on all my body parts. Then I'm going to take a break for about 6 hours. So while I'm working the lunch shift. After lunch is over, I'm going to go and finish how many more miles I need to get for the day. That's how I'm going to do it. It's going to be like a very light walk. I'm not going to do many cardio. I'm just going to walk. I'm just going to like stroll around the park. I'm going to do that as soon as the lunch shift is over. Do that around 2 o'clock in the afternoon and just stroll. And there's like a nice little park where it's shady, and I'm just going to walk around and listen to all the great podcasts that all of the guests that have appeared on my show have, like Cindy and Josh and Cortez and Tammy and Dream and Rayson, and also some of the PJs and Wine group that's eventually going to be on the show as well. I'm going to be listening to all of them as I'm walking. And then I'll be able to listen to Joey Diaz because I love listening to The Church of What's Happening Now. I love his show. Joe Rogan as well. I listen to him every now and then. So all of the podcasts that I got on my repertoire for that day, I'll take a listen to. But once I get my 5 miles in, I'll be done with my working out. One of the things I'm also working on is getting my hair and my beard less dry. I suffer from dry hair, so I'm going to be focusing on trying to make sure that my hair and my beard are healthy. So I'm taking measures to not use any products that have alcohol in it because it actually damages my hair. So I'm going to have to find something at Publix, which I ended up finding, which is awesome. I was able to find something that's going to be beneficial for me. And also the beard, I'm going to be jotting down notes of this so that I don't forget. So that before I go in the shower, I got to say, okay, I got to do it this. I got to do this, 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 and this. I got to not do this, 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 and this. And I'm also going to be taking care of my skin because my skin gets very dry. So I'm going to be applying some skin I'm going to be trying to make sure that my skin's not as dry. See, I'm trying to make efforts to not only for my physical being, but, you know, just the way I look. I'm going to get a tan also. I usually get a good farmer's tan every now and then, but I'm going to focus on trying to get a good tan so that, you know, everything looks good, that I look good. So besides that, my eating, like I said, I'm focusing on things that don't have enough, that have much sugar in it or have that much carbs. Sugar and carbs are my deadliest enemies. So I noticed when there was no sugar or barely any sugar, I felt great. So no sugar. I'm going to like not eat as many carbs, but I am going to focus on protein like I always do. And the fasting I'll still do. I just have to make sure that I bring food with me when I go back out for the dinner shift, get that done, make sure I eat so I'm not going crazy. Got to plan my meals out also, so that's going to be a little bit tough. But, you know, I got time during the day to cook, which is awesome. So I'll cook my stuff, put it in the fridge, and then when everything's said and done, I'll heat it up real quick and then take it with me as I'm going out. So I feel very confident about this. And, you know, I feel confident that I do this, it's going to help me lose weight. And I'm not going to... This is going to and the reason why I'm explaining all this is because with the Dini flaw that I'm going to be talking about for this episode, I wanted to make sure that I explain exactly the things that I'm changing compared to what I used to do back in the day, because this one is a huge flaw, and this one is really affecting me a lot. So this Dini flaw, this is like the sixth Dini flaw that I have. It's me pushing myself too fast and too hard. Like, I love challenges, man. I love a good challenge. You know, I'm always, like, the first one to always be for something new and something different. I do not like doing the same thing over and over again. It gets boring for me. I don't like doing the same things. I like to change things up a little bit. I like to do different things. You know, that's the fun of life for me. And, you know, I don't really get to share that with a lot of people, which is always the disappointing part, because I'll be eager to do something and the other guys are just like, nah, I'd rather just stick with this. You know, I'm more comfortable in here. I'm like, no, I feel comfortable being in the uncomfortable. Like, this is what I am. This is how I feel. And yeah, it's very difficult when you always do it yourself and you feel like there's not much people that you can share it with. But that's why I have the friends that I have. A lot of times they don't do it with me, but I always try to make sure I do them. I'll tell you a story, and this is important, because this is why I push myself, I push myself too hard and too fast. So I used to go to a leadership conference. At my old job, we had what was called a leadership program. So my chapter, which was our little group down here in Florida, I ended up being one of the representatives for our chapter. So me and my partner, my work partner, my leadership partner, him and I would go up to Cincinnati, which is where our company's main headquarters was based out of. So we would go up there, we would spend the night in Cincinnati, and then we would go on a bus to a campsite, and we would have a leadership camp. Training. So we would be training up there. We'd be learning all the leadership qualities. I might as well tell you about all of them in a future episode. I might actually call Andrew and see if he's willing to actually talk about these. It's pretty interesting. I think you guys would enjoy it. But it's some of the things that I've learned, and we'll tackle them one by one. See what you guys think about them. I don't know. But so we would go up there, And the one of the days they said, okay, today is going to be, we're going to challenge ourselves. We're going to be going up like 50 feet in the air. And we're going to do, and we're going to be walking on ropes. We're going to be doing like all these little crazy things. I can't remember the technical name it's called, but it's like a lot of outdoor activities. It's like the rock climbing wall, or it's like climbing on ropes, or, you know, walking across a rope bridge, or pulling yourself on a board across a pulley system. And, you know, of course, in your secure, I mean, you got a vest on and you're secure to a line. And in case you fall, the line will catch you and then they'll just pick you right back up. So I was very eager to do it. I was like, okay, I'm learning everything all right. And I was one of the first few people in line. I get up there. I was like, okay, we're going to do the rope bridge. I'm like, yes, yes, the rope bridge. Here we go. I get there and I put one foot on the rope bridge and I get paralyzed. Like, I can't move. Like, I can't move any of my muscles. Like, I'm shaking in fear. And there's people cheering me on because a lot of time, the whole thing about this whole exercise was supporting each other in, like, the toughest situations. But I'm like, frozen. My partner's already crossed the bridge. He's waiting for me to come across. And I try to put one leg in front, and I just can't do it. Like, I'm just stuck. Like, my body just freezes up. And I try to do it again, and I just ended up breaking down. I ended up crying. Like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't make it past. I couldn't even get past my leg past one rope, and I broke down. And when that happened, there was one of our peers came up to me and was like, "You're probably one of the bravest people I've ever known. You were so excited to do it. And then you tried as much as you could, and you just couldn't get through it, but you ended up trying." I mean, what does that say about you? I mean, the fact that you've never done it before, and you were willing to do it, and you were so, you know, people were proud of me. People were saying, you know, my partner came back across the bridge to see how I was doing, but he ended up pairing up with somebody else because I just couldn't go up there. I was so terrified. I was the only person in the entire 60 of us that couldn't do it. I was just so petrified. So I had to sit down, and I was still, like, I was in shock. Like, my whole body was in shock. That's why I was crying. It's like, I couldn't take it. So they had to literally give me about, like, a few dozen water bottles to try to calm me down, and they were giving me some food to try to calm me down. It was tough. I was shaking. I was crying, and, you know, I haven't cried like that in, like, 15 years. That's how bad I was crying. You know, it was just like a total shock. And I remember they gave me a big round of applause. Well, yeah, they gave me a big round of applause, and they said, "I want to say that Deanie here is probably one of the bravest people that I think we've ever seen today, having to try to overcome his fears. Couldn't make it, but at least he learned something." But the point is, I was so excited that I wasn't thinking ahead. I pushed myself to my limits, and then I ended up trying to push my limits to the point where it almost damaged myself. And ended up, my body just couldn't take it. My mind was ready, but my physical body wasn't. And it was a lesson for me that I ended up learning later on. At that point, I was just mad. At that time, I was just mad. I'm like, how is it that I can't do it and yet everybody else can? Why am I so different? Like, why couldn't I get past it? Why did my body freeze up? Why is it that we're 50 feet in the air and I felt so uncomfortable being up there? Like, why was that? Like, why am I so behind? I always doubt myself a lot of times. That's what happens. When I see everybody getting in front of me, I just feel like so left out. That's why I push myself so hard, because I'm trying to catch up with people. I'm realizing that now. Like, I'm so concerned about trying to catch up with everybody else that I end up crashing in the process. You know, I think I'm comfortable, and I think I'm comfortable in that pace. I did an episode about, you know, being comfortable in the pace that you have. When I said that, I felt comfortable in the pace I was at, but it turns out my mind was, but my body wasn't. So my body had to tell me slow down, and I was saying no. I'm going to still keep going, and then I ended up crashing again. And then I sit here like a few weeks ago wondering to myself, why in the world am I like this? Why is this always happening to me? I always try something and then I end up crashing. I try to do it again, I keep crashing. You know, insanity, they always say, is doing the same thing multiple times and expecting different results. I'm a crazy person. Like, I want that because I feel like I can do it, because I feel like I'm powerful in that sense, but I'm not. I'm realizing that now. So what I'm saying with this is, when I'm doing this workout regimen, what I'm doing is I'm going very light. I'm not pushing myself too hard. Like, when I'm doing the treadmill, I'm only doing 4 minutes at a normal pace, and every fifth minute I'm doing a sprint. So that way I don't tire myself out. The stretching is going to help with my flexibility so that I don't wake up like feeling inflexible. Like, I feel like my muscles are going to be stretched out and that I'm not focusing on heavy weights. I'm starting on the lowest weight possible and then working my way up every single level. So every time I get past like 15, I do two sets of 15. So once I get past the 15 rep, if I know I can do it on that weight, I'll move up to the next one, and I'll stay on that level until I can do 15. When I'm doing it is proper. But you know, it's a machine, so it always makes sure that you end up doing the same repetition without hurting yourself, which is why I'm sticking to the machines and not doing dumbbells and barbells and some of the pull down pulleys and all that, because you know you could hurt yourself doing that if your form is not proper, and my form is not that great, so the machines help you with your form. So once I've done with all the machines, I'll move on to dumbbells and barbells. Once I have my memory, once my body memorizes how to do the form, then I'll move on to, you know, some of the heavier stuff. But I'm not there yet. I still got a very long way to go. But, you know, the 5 miles, I still do that. I still try to do that every day, you know. So I got to always make sure I make time for that. So this is going to be a new thing for me. I'm really looking forward to it. And the eating, you know, I'm just like, as long as I stick to proteins, I'll be okay. I feel like I know the foods that I'm eating high in sugar, so I'm going to stay away from those. I'm going to focus on fruits and veggies. I mean, the 2 days I had fruits were great. The day I had veggies was great. And so I'm learning it. I'm learning what feels good when I eat right, and then I find out what happens when I eat bad. So today was an eating bad day, and yesterday was an eating good day. I learned exactly what it was, and I didn't realize it until today. So a Valentine's Day gift for me was learning all of that stuff. That was important, and it felt amazing. And I was talking to my former health specialist, Jennifer, who I'm going to have on the show in March. She was telling me that self-love and your eating habits are co-aligned with the same wavelength. And I'm saying, I'm starting to realize that now. And she was like, oh, finally. Because she was trying to teach me this, but I wasn't picking it up. I wasn't understanding. I wasn't failing enough. And, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, every time I do a challenge, I end up failing right away. Because I'm not learning as I'm going along. I get very stubborn with that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try again. I'll try the same way, but not learning the mistakes that I'm making. So this is always like, as the term goes, like I'm hacking through bushes with like a machete, not realizing, of course, that what's in front of me is probably going to kill me. It's like Predator. Like, say there was a Predator in front of me, like the movie Predator with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Say there was a Predator right in front of me. I'm just hacking through, and then he chops off my arm. So I'm like, oh, okay, this guy chopped off my arm? Hell, I'll just keep going at him. And then he chops off my other arm. It's like, well, I don't have arms, but I got my legs. And then he chops off my legs. And then I'm just dragging myself towards him, and then he just ends up killing me. That's kind of the example that I can give. Like, if I know I'm failing, I'll just keep going with the same play. I would not be a great football coach, which is why I don't do football. But, that's the best example I can give. And I'm learning about myself that way. I mean, it took me a while for me to realize, but the reason why I'm so adamant for that is because while I'm patient enough with this, I mean, I have not given up on anything that I have done with my weight loss. I mean, I've already lost 20 pounds and I got 100 more to go, but 20 out of 100, I mean, that's 20%. I've lost 20% of my
regular body weight.
So that's pretty awesome. So it's not like I've gone back to being like my original weight. No, it's just a matter of, you know, I'm being patient. I'm going at a pace, but I'm going at a pace, though, that's very fast. And then I need to, you know, there's a roadblock in between. And I just need to, you know, go around until I get back on the main road again. But maybe I just need to lower the speed limit so that I'm going slow and not going too fast. But I guess I'm just always comparing myself to other people's pace. And I know I say that, you know, just don't worry about how other people are pacing. And I usually don't. But oftentimes when you've gone at one pace so many times and everyone is going ahead of you, you just kind of feel mad. It's like, okay, what am I doing? Like, why am I always the one that's having the most trouble with it? That's why I keep doing it. That's why I've always pushed myself so hard. Because the question was, why do I always keep failing? Well, everyone else gets it right away. And that goes back to what I was originally saying before all my flaws were happening. Is like, I am a very rare breed of a person. You don't find that many people, versions of me out there. Which is why I've never met anyone so far in my entire life that I can honestly say that goes through the same struggles. I mean, I know they're out there. I just haven't met them yet. I've always met different personalities, and usually they're the ones that are very easy to succeed. I mean, they got emotions on their face. They wear their heart on their sleeve. They're always going for things. And yet, I don't know what, you know, they've always, like, are the most happy, and they always smile. And here I am, you know, I'm always the one lugging the most weight around. I'm the one that has it tougher because I don't open up as much. I don't open up as much. I always push myself to a point where there's a limit. I'm not sensitive to other people's feelings sometimes. You know, it's just a bunch of all of those things combined that keeps holding me back because it's insecurity. That's, you know, because I expect too much of myself because there's like so many things I want to do. There's a reason why I want to start my own media company because I want to use that to help other people, not by giving advice, but sharing my experiences. And then maybe, you know, when I share those experiences, maybe somebody will get intrigued and be like, oh, hey, maybe I can do something like that. You know, there's that I wanted to do people that way, but I also want to share my story. I want to share things with everybody across the entire world. And, you know, this is a very small platform, which, by the way, guys, 1,000 listens. I should have said that at the beginning of the show, but, you know, listens are listens. People are going to listen no matter what. I'm not really focused on numbers, but I really am happy that there were 1,000 people that were listening to my show. Whether it was the same person or not, I'm happy that there were at least 1,000 people out there listening. I know I get on average about 15 people listening every episode, but I'm happy at least that people are listening, and I didn't expect that many people to listen right away. After 2 months, I mean, my God. But thank you, everybody, for listening. But I want to grow this platform. I want to keep sharing my story with other people. This is my content. This is my story. These are my truths. This is why I call it Dini Truths. This is everything that is going on with me at this moment in time during the day. And, you know, everything that happens at the end of the day, I talk about on here. So that's why I'm doing all this. And also, this is helping me mentally because I don't have the money to afford therapy. You know, it's a tricky situation. I tried looking everywhere and, you know, all of them are not really that accepting. They're trying to sell me something. I mean, I've gone to multiple people and they were like trying to sell me some type of machine or something. And I'm like, no, I just really want to do like something, you know, talk to somebody. But, you know, I got my friends, I've opened up to a lot of my new recent friends and they were like, I feel like I've been a lot closer with them than ever. And one of these days, the last time I really opened up to Nina was like, it was not really, we haven't really hung out since. But we will eventually. And when it gets to that, you know, we're going to really have like a deep conversation. Because there's like some things I still don't know about her, and there's still some things that she doesn't know about me. but she's very happy that I'm finally opening up, because she sees it. She sees that I don't open up a lot of times, and I don't know if she gets frustrated by it, but, you know, I can tell a little bit that she does, but doesn't matter. You know, some of my other friends from the other podcast I opened up to, and they're like, that was a very brave thing for you to do. My best buddy of all time. I mean, he knows I go through this, but, you know, he was questioning me. He's like, oh, I mean, you feel fine now. I mean, do you think you were overreacting? And I said, hell no. It's good that I had an emotional day, because that was the best time for me to figure things out. I'm not going to throw this all away just because I just had one emotional day. No, I have flaws that I have to, you know, that I have to look at, and I have to examine myself and say, this is what is wrong with me. And I don't, and if I don't face that head on, then what am I going to do? I mean, I'm just going to sit back and not ignore it? I've been ignoring it for 28 years. I'm about to turn 29. Am I going to ignore it for another 28 years again? I'll be in my 60s by that time. Do I want to do that? I would have wasted most of my life. You know, it's a good thing I'm doing this now while I'm still young, because if I'm 60 and I'm still struggling through this stuff, then I'm going to be wondering to myself, why didn't I do this when I was 28? Why didn't I do this when I was 35? When I hit 40, why didn't I do this? You know, I'm not getting any younger. I have to do this. I have to do this now. Because the way that I'm right now is not good. You know, there's reasons. I feel like a lot of the reasons, the actions or the things that I do is a result of me not really loving myself all that much. I feel like I torture myself, and I don't have enough self-respect. I don't have enough self-confidence. I don't feel like my self-esteem is all that much either. But that's why I'm talking about it on here. Because I know people listening are going to be wanting to learn more about me. I mean, I don't get 1,000 listens by being a boring person. If I did, then I wouldn't know what to say to that. But, you know, this doesn't just happen by happenstance. You know, I didn't get people. I mean, I got people to come on here for guests, but that's not the main reason why people started watching this. People were interested in hearing this. You know, 15 people on average per episode, that's not just including my friends. That's at least some newbies that have come along that have just discovered it. I mean, there's people listening out there that are really intrigued by what I have to say. And I get very deep and I get very real, and I'm not stopping. You know, this is one of those deals where I am going to keep doing this, and I'm going to keep, you know, I'm not going to be like a person on social media that just posts the best highlights of the day. I'm going to have highs, I'm going to have my lows, but I'm here to do this because my name is Joe, but everyone calls me Deanie. There's a reason why everyone calls me Deanie, because I bring magic to people's lives, and not like the magic that you see from a magician. No, the type of magic that I bring is something that you don't see in an average person. Cortez calls me an above average person. You know, Cindy is amazed by the amount of time and effort that I put into my stuff, and is like, you don't say if you're going to do something, you're going to say when you do something. So it's like, how many people do you know that say that? You know, my friend Stephanie, she calls me a very wonderful person and a great friend, something that she does not have a lot. And same thing with Luke, her husband. I mean, they both think that about me. My friend Nina calls me the most amazing person she has ever met in her life. I have my PJs and Wine crew for my other podcast. They call me an amazing producer. And I have friend, you know, my best friend Vin. He's like, if I didn't have you around, I don't know what I'd do. Same with Nina. If you weren't around, I don't know what I would do. If you disappeared from my life, I wouldn't know how to react. When somebody says that to you, that means something. So when I say my name is Joe, but everyone calls me Deanie, there's a reason why I keep calling myself Deanie, because the magic is there. I bring magic to people's lives. Whether it's from my sharing my experiences or just being me, that's what it is. And I really wanted to focus on being that portion of myself, because that's what people love about me. And I don't see that. I don't value myself all that much. I don't. I was never a person that always wanted to celebrate a victory. Whenever I got first place at something, I was like, okay, that's done. Let's go on to the next thing. I don't take time to enjoy the experience. I don't take time to sit back and listen to people say, hey, you know, you really made me laugh on a day that was making me feel down. On my third podcast, I be an entertainer. I do multiple characters with different accents or different characters based on different things. And people are like, you know, my dad was in the hospital. I got this from one of my fans. He said, I was in the hospital and my dad was in the hospital and I'm just sitting there and your latest episode of your podcast came out and I was listening to it and you were making me laugh so much and I really needed that. So I thank you, Deanie, for doing that. And, you know, that was really cool for somebody to reach out and say something like that to me. So, yes, I take pride in calling myself Deanie because I know that that's a part of me that everybody's going to love to see, because Deanie is going to become even bigger than right now. I am going to make that happen. I'm going to keep bringing magic to people, whether it's through my experiences, whether it's through my entertainment, because I can be an entertaining guy, whether it's, you know, improving myself and doing all this, I will get there. And the only way I can do that is what I'm doing right now, planning for the next day, going through all my flaws. Cindy Liming challenged me to talk about my strengths next after I'm done with all my flaws, and I said, challenge accepted, I'll do it. But that's me. That's Deanie. That's who I am. So guys, that was this episode of the Deanie Truths podcast. I do want to thank everybody that's listening to me on Apple Podcasts. If you happen to be listening on Apple Podcasts, by all means, leave a whatever rating that you want to leave a rating towards, 1 to 5 stars, whatever you want, and write me a review. I'd love to hear what you guys think. You know, you can follow me on any of the social media platforms in the description box below, as long as my other social media pages that I'm on. I mostly post on Instagram, so if you want to check my Instagram stories and what I post like one thing a day, but my Instagram stories, I constantly keep people updated about what I'm doing. I'm trying not to go live anymore because I get distracted. That's another flaw that I'll talk about, distraction. I'll talk about that in a later episode, but for right now, I want to thank you all for listening. And I'll catch you guys tomorrow. Now, thank you for watching whenever morning, evening, or afternoon, whenever you were listening. I'll catch you guys then. Until then, arrivederci, everybody.